Chapter 28. Interview with Eddie Torch Smith. Least likes at stage one and latest addition to the Wall of Heroes.
Nah, I'm not pissed I'm leaving. Hey, I got to go to space, sort of, almost. That's pretty cool, right? And I got 50,000 credits. I'm gonna use it to start a deli. I think I'm gonna call it Mars Deli. Mostly sandwiches with wicked cool names like the Red Planet. I think that's gonna be chicken parm with red sauce, some black olives, splash of sriracha. The lander is gonna have, get this, gold leaf foil on the roll. I'm gonna charge 1,000 credits for that sandwich. You ever see that on TV, the really expensive sandwiches? They go viral and shit. It's gonna be sweet. What? What do I think of Robin Smith? Who's that? Oh, the one who pushed Claire up the rock thing? Yeah, she's awesome. Rule breaker. Great last name, of course, Smith like me. Yeah, of course it would be cool to have another Smith be the first person on Mars. If she wins, I'll name a sandwich after her. I'll call it the Smith.
I rush back from the med bay. My ribs feel much better, strangely better. It's the second time I've experienced mainland medical technology, but it still feels like a miracle. A few passes with a large wand, a special electronic bandage, a night in one of their tanks, and the pain virtually disappeared. The rest of me, however, feels terrible. Panicked. I have to get back to my stuff. There are no locks anywhere. It was one of Larson's little tricks. Ostensibly to promote openness, but really to generate an exciting-for-TV level of paranoia, resentment, and hilarious whoops moments when one contestant catches another in stages of undress, or on the toilet, or picking a zit, or having a fight, etc. I wish I'd thought of it sooner. Keeping any proof of my past life will put me in danger of being revealed as a resident of Phil City 1. And that'll get me kicked off the show. And there goes my one chance at leaving this planet. And I don't even want to think about what it would mean for my safety. Or my family's. A shudder rolls up my spine as the name Gitano enters my mind. I've kept my belongings out of sight of the cameras, way back in one of my cubbies. But if Aurora starts snooping around, I need to get back. And regardless of my nostalgia, destroy everything. Except my baby sweater. I can't do that. And I'm not sure about the poem. That's not incriminating, is it? A sound. There's no one else in the hallway. It's after curfew, at least officially. But I swear I heard something close to my left. There. Again. Like a humming or something. A door. Next to me. I never noticed. I put my ear up against it, and instantly the humming sound stops. I wait for a moment, as silent as possible. The humming starts again. Aurora? The humming stops. Aurora, is that you? Nothing. Then, in a flash, the door swings in, an arm reaches out and jerks me inside. The door slams shut, and we're in blackness. Shh! Aurora, what are you doing? I found a safe space. A safe space? Hey, can we turn on a light? Oops. She flicks her flashlight on, and a sharp beam of light blinds me. Shit, sorry. She redirects the flashlight up to the ceiling. We're in a tiny storage closet, surrounded by shelves and boxes. Safe space. No cameras, no microphones. You can't tell anyone. Promise? Promise. Why were you humming? I spy a notebook in her other hand as she sits down on an empty crate. No, let me guess. Rocket Girl. Hey, how did you know? Ah, the first flight, wasn't it? Loose lips. I nod. I was pretty drunk. Well, thanks for not saying anything to anyone. Very cool of you to keep my little secret. Oh, hey, speaking of drunk? She laughs and reaches behind her and holds up a bottle of something. Tequila. Pull up a crate. Hey, I thought we weren't supposed to have any contact with the outside world. That was like the one rule. Listen to you, rule breaker. Here, take a swig. What's it taste like? You've never had tequila? Cooped up alone on that little farm of yours? I'd think you'd be drowning yourself in tequila from the boredom. She slides a crate across the floor and passes me the bottle. Here's to secrets. I gulp a mouthful of the liquor, way too much it turns out, and it burns like jet fuel sliding down my throat.
Ouch! What the hell?
Shh, she laughs, and take it easy. Leave some for me.
Gross. You can have the rest.
Yeah, 5 minutes from now you'll be grabbing it back, I promise. Sure enough, 5 minutes later, a little warm disorientation is creating a perma-smile on my face, and my fingers involuntarily reach out for the bottle. So, Aurora, do you still not want to win? Wow, I told you a lot on that flight, didn't I? Yeah. Whatever. The plan was to get out midway and release the album just as the High Heaven was starting its voyage, but now it's happening again. I can feel it. The rage. I'm too competitive. You think? She laughs. When I stood on that stage next to Tucker, they made me congratulate him for winning America Sings. But really, I could have ripped his throat out right there in front of a billion people. I just wanted to win, whatever it took. There's nothing worse than second place. I don't even care about the prize, just the winning. You know what I mean? Not really. I want the prize. I want to go to Mars more than anything else. I guess that's the normal person response. Or the normal nerd person response, anyway. So why do nerds want to go to Mars? Well, I can't speak for all nerds, but there's this feeling I have. I've never told anyone. She pushes the bottle at me. Go on. Where I come from never felt like home. Like maybe Mars would feel more like home. What, like your family is a nightmare? No, nothing like that. They're wonderful. I trail off. The booze is threatening to open the vault. She nudges my knee. Where did you come from? I think of my mother and her warning. It's complicated. Turn my flashlight to her notebook. So, what you working on? Complicated. I get it. She takes another swig from the bottle. I'm working on the title song. She clears her throat and sings.
Rocket girl, I'm going far. Gotta leave now, sail through the stars. If you look real hard on that dot in the black, will you be waiting? If I ever get back, will you be waiting? If I ever get back.
I don't know why. Something's definitely wrong with my damn tear ducts in the past 2 weeks because I find myself yet again wiping back wetness from my cheeks. Ah, Robin, you like it.
Yes, I like it very much. But I think that's the tequila talking.
She smacks my knee.
Ha! You sound like my two sisters.
I think I gasp because she raises an eyebrow.
What? Can't imagine me having sisters?
No, it's funny, I have two sisters too.
Huh, maybe that's why we're here together. Surrogate sisters.
She raises the bottle, takes a sip, and hands it to me. And we laugh, and sing, and compare notes on the other contestants, and talk about our dreams. Like sisters. Some vague cloud of time later, I shuffle into my room, buzzed, smiling. It's a good feeling, almost like having a little family with me, way out here in the artificial world of a Burbank television studio. I half remember about checking my belongings, giggling to myself at how paranoid I had been. I really was becoming my mother there for a second. Huh, and to think she was giving me some silly signal through a police photograph? That is absolutely nuts. I pull my satchel from its cubby, more from nostalgia than fear, and turn on my little reading light. It'll be nice to mix this feeling I'm having with some concrete memories of the people I've left behind. The contents spill onto my bed, and I grin. Sure enough, everything is there. The Zach Larson poster, the braid of hair, the poem, of course, my baby sweater. I pull it to my face and inhale the past, the smell of the fire, but also of my whole life. And yes, even my mother's get-out-of-jail-free card is there, reminding me that although she's certifiably insane. She cares about me deeply. Yes, it's all there as I expected. Wait, no. Something's missing. It takes a few seconds in my semi-incapacitated state to search my memory for what it is. It has something to do with them all. Nana, Dad, Rock, Scissors, Dougie, and I think even Tom Bradley. Oh no! The photo! Greetings from Phil City 1. Wish you were here! Panicked and suddenly sober, I dig my hands into the depths of the satchel. Nothing. Shuffle the items around on my bed. Nothing. Bolt around our little room, banging into things and turning on all the lights, searching, searching. Nothing.
Robin, that you?
It's okay, Benji. Go back to sleep. But it's not okay. It's anything but okay. I search everywhere, under the bed, behind the drawers. Still nothing. I sit down, hands shaking, and face two possibilities. Either I lost the photo, which is entirely possible. So much has happened to this satchel in the past few weeks. Or Aurora took the photo. And she knows. She knows my secret. And she'll do anything to win.